This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and said he is looking forward to welcome him in India. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held conversation with the European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections of the African nation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Guyana President Ali has expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, diplomatic relations between India and Guyana have been in place since 1965 when India established a commission in Georgetown. This was upgraded to a full-fledged High Commission of India in 1968, following Guyana's independence on 26 May 1966. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
GST के रिफॉर्म से देश के आर्थिक उन्नति में भी बहुत बड़ा एक लाभ मिलेगा अगर हम प्योर इकोनॉमिक्स के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से बात करें हमारी देश की जीडीपी है करीब 330 लाख करोड़ की अभी इसमें से करीब 202 लाख करोड़ हमारा कंजम्पशन है 202 लाख करोड़ जो कंजम्पशन है ये अगर जीएसटी के इस छूट के बाद में अगर 10% भी बढ़ता है तो 20 लाख करोड़ की एक्स्ट्रा जीडीपी देश में आती है तो ये अपने आप में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है बिकॉज प्रोडक्शन जब बढ़ता है तो स्वाभाविक है कि उसका रोजगार का इम्पैक्ट आता है स्वाभाविक है कि बहुत सारी जो जितनी हमारी आर्थिक गतिविधियां हैं वो सब बढ़ने लगती है
इन अ मेजर पॉलिटिकल डेवलपमेंट इन नागालैंड नागा पीपल्स फ्रंट एनपीएफ द ओल्डेस्ट रीजनल पार्टी इन द नॉर्थ ईस्ट हैज फॉर्मली अपील टू चीफ मिनिस्टर नेफ्यू रियो टू रिटर्न टू द पार्टी एंड टेक अप इट्स लीडरशिप The resolution was adopted by the party's Central Executive Council, CEC, during a meeting at the NPF Central Office in Kohima. This move comes amid growing speculation of a potential merger between the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDDP, and the NPF. The CEC also called on sitting and former legislators, including two members of parliament and 60 MLAs, to unite under the NPF banner. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has stated that Operation Sindhu demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers' Training Academy, OT, in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation. The parade marked the commissioning of 130 male and 25 female officer cadets into the Indian Army. At the OT, 21 foreign cadets, including 9 men and 12 women from 9 friendly nations, completed their training. Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at the Rajgir International Stadium in Bihar last evening. In the US Open Tennis, world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka has successfully defended her crown after beating Amanda Anisimova in straight sets in the women's single final. Defending champion Sabalenka beat Anisimova 6-3, 7-6. This triumph secured Sabalenka her fourth Grand Slam overall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.